DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With the 20th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select.
And we'll find out tonight, but now we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM NBA and NBA TV, joins us this morning on a very busy day. And Geltzy, thanks for being with us. I know you got a zillion things going on. I got to ask you, this Heat thing, everybody's going, what's going on? No Kevin Durant. We could have had him if we would have given up more. What was your take on the Heat and what they offered and Houston finally getting Kevin Durant?
Well, listen, if I'm Miami, I would have gone in further, Joe. I really would have. I think that for the Heat right now, they're in that awful, awful spot that I like to call NBA purgatory, where you're not bad enough to be able to have a high lottery pick, and you're not good enough to compete for a title. So you're stuck in that play-in area where you really can't get out of it to make a move to the top. And normally when that happens, you make a move to the bottom. I thought the Heat were afforded an interesting opportunity on a couple of different fronts with what's happened in the Eastern Conference in these playoffs. So you have three guys tear Achilles tendons and are out next year: Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, and Tyrese Halliburton. And the conference has opened up. It's a wide open conference. And I understand why you don't put Khalil Ware in a Kevin Durant deal. He showed you a lot last year. But you can't tell me that you should be holding on to Jaime Jaquez and Nikola Jovic to keep you from getting Kevin Durant. And if they want a couple of those guys, go ahead. Listen, ideally they would have wanted to keep Wiggins and Ware. I know that probably wasn't going to happen, but if you were able to keep Ware, I just don't understand why you're not putting some of these other young guys who haven't shown you all that much into this kind of deal. Listen, you get Jovic is due a contract extension sometime soon. What do you do with him? Because if you're going to overpay him, he goes from being an asset to a liability. And listen, I like Jaime Jaquez. He didn't shoot the ball well enough, but he's not quick enough. So you have some, and listen, there's no perfect prospect. Don't get me wrong, Joe. But the reality is if you have guys that just, to me, are middling types of players, and you have to put multiple guys in a deal. Because if the Heat want to do this and make a move to the top, they needed someone like Kevin Durant to do it. Maybe Durant can't carry him there, but the whole situation becomes a heck of a lot more interesting with Kevin Durant. And now you're just kind of spinning your wheels in NBA purgatory without him. As far as the deal for Houston, listen, I give Phoenix credit in being able to pull in what they pulled in. Durant put them in a very bad spot because they put him in a bad spot last year at the trade deadline. And there was a prevailing thought that Phoenix had. They were going to be able to bring in the same kind of value on the deal that they made for him there that they essentially backed out of because he didn't want to go to Golden State. So they ended up really kind of landing on their feet the best way I thought, getting Brooks. The one, you know, one of the problems for them, it was a great thing for Houston, is they didn't get back any of their own picks. And I thought, if you're going to trade Kevin Durant to Houston, and Houston's got a bunch of your picks, you need to go ahead and see what you can do to get him back. They did not do that. As far as Houston's concerned, listen, they didn't ask for Şengün or Amen Thompson because they knew they weren't going to get him. Houston said, we're not giving you Jabari Smith, we're not giving you Tari Eason, we're not giving you Reed Shepard. Houston was able to get Kevin Durant onto their team without trading a Phoenix pick, and essentially as the lead piece in Jalen Green being the sixth most valuable player on their roster,
yeah,
in their eyes, the sixth most. So Durant goes there and gives them exactly what they need. And this is not Golden State Kevin Durant. He's not going to be able to dominate for these enormous stretches, but he doesn't have to play defense against the toughest defender on the other team, which he did when he was in Phoenix. And their biggest problem was having a guy to give the ball to late in games that can go get their own bucket. And at 37 years old, Kevin Durant can still do that.
Yeah, hey, Geltzy, just on this Heat thing, we've gotten used to Pat Riley saying, hey, man, it's never about rebuilding. As long as I'm here, it's about trying to get a championship every year. So, and there's been articles in the paper here that, are they just thinking about the Jovichs and Wares, and we're just going to develop what we have, and we think with the culture and the upside of these guys, we haven't seen it yet, and we'll go that direction? Or do you think they still try to go out and try to make somewhat of a big splash?
Well, I think they would love to make a big splash, Joe. Who's there to make a big splash with? That's the big question. Listen, the interesting guy that I think could be in play this week, and I felt this way for a couple of weeks, and certainly with what we've seen from the Celtics over the course of the last couple of days, I think it's viable, is Jaylen Brown. Now, I just don't know that the Heat have what Boston's going to be looking for Jaylen Brown. But beyond that, I don't know who the big splash guy is. And that's where I think this Durant opportunity was a missed opportunity,
yeah,
for the Heat. Because, keep in mind, think about what happened to the Heat with in terms of the Butler deal, where Butler put them in such a tough spot that they really had to take the thing down to the end and ended up landing on their feet, getting what they got for him and having this number 20 pick. The Durant thing kind of was falling the same way at Phoenix. And the Heat could have come in with a little bit extra and swooped in and gotten them. And then all of a sudden we have an interesting situation in the Eastern Conference, because you have to look at Miami a little bit differently. You know, when you're talking about Bam and Hero and Ware, and put Kevin Durant with that group and see what you can kind of do around that.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Listen, here's the thing about Heat culture. We talk a lot about it. It ain't fairy dust, Joe. You know what I mean? And part of Heat culture is having star players on the team. That's how the Miami Heat have won NBA championships, star players. They don't have any right now, and they're just going to have to go out and see if they can get one, if there's one available, but I'm a little skeptical that they can.
Yeah. All right, so I guess you weren't shocked by everything Boston's doing. I know they are way over the cap, but Tatum's out with that Achilles, as you mentioned, Porzingis, Holiday, and now you're saying – if they could move Jaylen Brown and get the right amount back for him, you think they'll move him too, or try to?
I think they could. Listen, I you look at what's going on in Boston. The team just sold for $6 billion. As of a month and a half ago, I had heard that the guy that bought the team was still gathering the cash to pay for it. You're not going to compete for a title without Jason Tatum. So why are you going to turn around and pay all this money in luxury tax for a team that's not going to compete for a title? By the time Tatum gets back next year, Porzingis is going to be a free agent. Holiday's going to be a year older. The thought of doing a full-blown reload around Tatum and getting younger around him, I think is really interesting. And I actually like a lot what they're doing. When I look at the Holiday deal, I don't understand why Portland made the Holiday deal. Jrue Holiday's got 3 years and $100 million left on his contract. This is, and people are valuing Jrue Holiday like it's a year ago. It's not a year ago. He had a bad year, and he didn't stay healthy a lot of the year. He really was not the same player. He's a 36-year-old guard on the decline, and that Portland really wants to pay him $34 million when he's 38 years old.
Yeah.
And I know Chauncey Billups wants him, and he's going to be a good influence on Scoot Henderson, and yada, yada, yada. You can tell me all that. A bad contract in the NBA, Joe, is a bad contract. That's a bad contract, and I'm just surprised that Portland, at this stage of their build, with how stacked the West is, wouldn't take their time, continue to add young players, and maybe look to trade some of their higher-priced veterans that they have, a Jeremy Grant, even the DeAndre Ayton, to be able to see if they can bring in younger guys, more assets, do it that way. This is an odd direction for Portland. But I agree with what Boston's doing, and I think you'll see Brad Stevens do a super job of reloading this. Anthony Simons is not going to be there after this year, and neither is Georges Niang. This was all for Boston, based upon clearing the decks financially and seeing if they can put a younger version of the team that won the title around Jason Tatum.
All right.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the Giannis talk is out there, 30 years old and still one of the best players in the game. You think Milwaukee moves him? I hear ESPN pushing hard with their guys. He's giving them everything he has. It's only fair that they let him go somewhere else and trade him. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you look at the complexion of the East. Why would you trade him if you're Milwaukee? Anybody's got a shot, right? I mean, yeah. It's Cleveland, it's New York. Orlando threw themselves in the conversation. And Atlanta just went and got Porzingis because they see an opportunity. If I'm Milwaukee, I don't want to deal with him. Here's the other thing. He hasn't asked out. So if you really kind of think you have a shot in the East and he hasn't come to you and said, trade me, I just don't see why you trade him if you're Milwaukee. And I will tell you this, the biggest sign that Houston was kind of, Houston could have held out assets to wait and see what happened with Giannis, because Giannis is going to cost a lot if he gets moved. Right. And they chose not to. Why they choose not to? They chose not to because they are pretty convinced he's not going to be available. So as much as there's a big push, hey, listen, I do think in a perfect world, Milwaukee should trade Giannis and get a mother load for him. And I think that Giannis should want to go somewhere else to win. However, who am I to tell a guy where to live, who he wants to play for? This is who he wants to play for. And if he wants to stay there the rest of his career, he'll stay the rest of his career. Like, there's nothing wrong with what's happening between Milwaukee and Giannis. Loyalty by a player to a city and a franchise, and the franchise, mirroring that loyalty, that's a good thing in sports. We're so obsessed in the NBA world with player movement that, this is one of the best players in the world. We want to see what kind of package he takes. We want to see who goes and gets him. This is part of the fun part of the NBA offseason. Unfortunately, I just don't know that we're going to see the drama in this situation.
All right, Brian, let's talk about all the 19 and 20-year-olds, the one-year college guys that are all going to get drafted high tonight. This Ace Bailey story, immature, bad agent, bad advice. What are your thoughts about skipping workouts and how high will he go tonight with all that talent?
So there's one, listen, it's one school of thought when you end up not scheduling workouts. you're in an entirely different stratosphere when you schedule a workout and a visit and you bail on a team at the last minute and leave them with plans that are just, you screwed them over. I mean, there's no other way to put it. That's what Ace Bailey did with Philadelphia. And it's a very bad look. The other thing that I'm hearing with Ace Bailey is that part of what they're trying to do is direct him somewhere where he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot at an early stage. And the whole thought behind that is that if he puts up some big counting numbers, counting stats, he's going to be able to get himself a great second contract. So he's looking at places where he can put up a lot of shots, like Washington, like Brooklyn. And so on one hand, okay, you understand why he's doing it. On the other hand, you got to ask yourself some questions. Do we want a guy who is more worried about stats than he is going to a team where he can win basketball games? And that's the big question with him. He's incredibly talented. And from everything I understand, even from his year at Rutgers, he's somewhat coachable. He's not a bad kid. It's just that I don't know if he's getting bad advice. I don't know if this is something that, you know, he wants to be able to just be a ball hog for his career. And if that's it, well, teams have to be very aware of that. So, I think this Bailey story got weird because his representation is somewhat inexperienced, and they really kind of are trying to make their own rules with this kid. And I just don't know if they're doing right by the kid with all. But with all that said, I don't think Philly takes him at 3. I don't think Charlotte takes him at 4. I think you could see him, you know, in Washington or Utah or Brooklyn, 5, 6, or 8.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey, and overall tonight, I know the Heat picking 20th, but you like the talent in this draft overall for the first round?
Yeah, it's a super draft. It's a super draft because you get the unique combination in this draft, Joe, where you have the really good high-end talent, you know, two likely stars in Flagg and Dylan Harper, and certainly as we've seen over time, stars emerge from different spots. But like a player like Con Knipple, that will help anybody and everybody. I think, you know, he's a guy that's going to be very interesting in this draft. I love Common Malawak out of Duke. I think that at 7'2", his size, his athleticism, he's going to be a top 10 pick. He's going to help somebody a lot. The kid Yakonis out of Illinois had a very interesting situation, fell off the map the second half of the college year, mostly because he was just from fatigue and being fried from playing through last summer. But a talented kid with some size that can play multiple positions. And again, one of the interesting part about some of these guys is that we see a lot of kids come into the NBA that struggle defensively. Even a guy like Knipple or a guy like Yakonis, who don't have a great athletic defensive profile, proved as college players to be capable defensive players just with hard work, being right, conscientious, being smart, all of that. So, like, I think there's so much out there in this draft, and it's one of those kinds of drafts where someone really good, a couple guys really good, are going to fall. And then, listen, when you have a pick in the 20s, you know, you look at guys like Danny Wolfe and Walter Clayton, who were excellent college players who I think have a whole lot to offer on an NBA level. You know, and the Heat will get a good player at 20. It's that kind of draft.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because we're down here in Gator Nation, a lot of Florida Gators down here. People want to know if Walter Clayton, who played great, great during the tournament, you think he's got a chance to be a pretty good pro?
It's going to be good NBA player. A superstar, maybe not, but a capable rotation guard on a championship contender, there's no doubt. Listen, he's got guts. He can shoot the ball. He's a smart player. We saw it in the final game. He will let a game come to him. He doesn't have to always force his will. He knows how to run a team. And, you know, listen, one of the things that has happened over the course of the last, I don't know, 10 years in the NBA draft is the pervasiveness of analytics has created a bias against older players going into the NBA draft. Because what happens? They go back and they look at the analytics and say these younger guys ended up, you know, projecting more towards stardom than taking older players.
Right.
The problem with that mentality, Joe, is that many of the younger guys have a lot of talent. There's a reason they're taken that young. So you look at that talent and then take a guy like, for example, Minnesota took Terrence Shannon last year late in the first round. 24-year-old player. Saw him in the playoffs. Really good, capable rotation player. Why did he last that long in what was considered a really weak draft last year? Because he was older. And that's, and part of the NBA draft is understanding your draft position. I liken it to being a baseball player at the plate. You can't try to jack every pitch out of the park. But you know what? You get a good outside pitch that you can go to right field with and knock yourself a base hit. Go ahead and do it. Yeah. Because you need rotation guys and role guys. And the draft is about bites at the apple. So when you get someone that you think can be, it doesn't have to be a superstar, someone that can be decent and help your program, you have to understand that, listen, you can certainly try to hit a home run at 5 or 6 or 8 if that guy's out there, but you may not have that at 20 right. or 22. So take the guy that's just going to be a contributor, because that's how you build a program long term.
Gelsey, I'm sorry, man. I was hoping you had some good news for the Heat fans out there, because we've been talking a lot.
I wish I did. Sorry, bud. You know,
I thought there was somebody out there you're going to hit me with, like, yeah, there's a deal in the working right there that they really like. All right. Hey, Gelt's always
– not to say they do nothing, Joe, but I haven't heard anything out yeah. there right now.
Hey, appreciate it, Brian. Thank you so much.
Always my pleasure. Talk
right.
to you soon.
All right. Brian Geltziler, SiriusXM NBA and NBA TV, joining us a little bit. Talk about the Heat and the draft tonight and everything else. By the way, we're not done for this 8 o'clock hour. Bill Zito, the Florida Panthers general manager, is going to join us. We're going to talk to him. He got some, what, July 1st, NHL free agency opens. Before that, he's got a couple guys he'd love to sign. We'll talk to him a little bit about that and see how he's feeling, because everybody wants to play for a winner, especially when you've won two in a row. Hey, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man. It sucks. I had it. It sucks. I had it. I said that. Now I don't have it anymore, because I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I just want to tell you, it's summertime and you're getting ready for a vacation. The last thing your family and your wife or your girlfriend want to hear about is, I'm tired all the time. Hey, do you mind if I skip this walk? Or, hey, not today. I'm just going to take some time. Hey, man, if you're dealing with low T and your sex drive is gone and you've got full-blown ED, I call them cousins you don't want to be around, man. If you've got it, Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out, and you're going to have great results. First thing is, to every guy out there that's laughing right now about my situation, every man sooner or later is going to have low T and ED. I was had that hit-and-miss sex drive thing, and then it just went miss. It was done. And, man, it messes with you. It really does. I scheduled that appointment at Atlantic Men's Clinic, got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals, and they put me on a program for me, just like they'll do for you, that fits what you need to get great results, the safe way, the productive way to get the best results. That's what they do. 7 locations, including the new one in Hollywood. Hey, don't mess up this summer. Get more out of your summer vacation. 877-455-7300. Set it up. Nobody needs to know, and get it done with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.